The other night, there was an interview on the news with a group of football fans who were taking the government to court over a friend of theirs who died from COVID-19 because the government did not ban fans for a game against the Spanish side when COVID, of course, at the time was tearing through Spain. While that was true, perhaps because we weren't that badly affected in England at the time, it's also true that fans who also knew about Spain were free to choose whether to attend the game or not. So although we must of course always have sympathy for someone's loss, it's fair to say it was not entirely the government's fault. Personal responsibility also applies. And it was personal responsibility that came into my mind when I looked at today's psalm. It follows the story in the first reading of the deportation of the Israelites to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar in 600 BC, one of the darkest periods in their history, and it lasted for nearly 70 years. During that time, they became slaves again, as they had been in Egypt years before. Their captors would mock them, asking them, "Where is your God now?" and telling them to sing their joyful songs of worship. But they couldn't. Oh, how could we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? So in the psalm, they're feeling very sorry for themselves as they languish in exile, wondering why God has allowed this to happen to his chosen people. But look what they were doing, or rather not doing, before Jerusalem fell to Nebuchadnezzar. Far from it being God's fault for the disaster, the people had brought it on themselves by defiling the temple and utterly refusing to listen to the warnings of God's messengers. The people added infidelity to infidelity, copying the shameful practices of the nations around them and mocking the prophets sent to call them back to God. If they had listened to the prophets, none of this would have happened. Eventually, in 538 BC, Babylon itself was conquered by Cyrus, king of Persia, who allowed them to return to Israel, where, when they saw Jerusalem destroyed and the temple in ruins, they were filled with remorse for having turned away from God. And they immediately set about rebuilding the temple, and in time, it was restored to its former magnificence, until, of course, the Romans destroyed it again in 70 AD. The consequences of ignoring God, or worse, turning away from him, was a hard lesson for the Jewish people to learn. But it wasn't the first time in their history that they had to learn it. Nor is it a lesson unique to the Jews. Throughout history, men of all sorts have turned their backs on God, preferring to do things in their own way and often bringing disaster in their wake. Though the light has come into the world, men have shown they prefer darkness to the light. Look at the way in our own time, for example, how China has just destroyed democratic freedom in Hong Kong. How we, ourselves, have just cut our aid budget to Yemen by 50%, while at the same time selling fighter jets to the Saudis, who are bombing Yemen to bits. I'm sure you can think of many more examples where it does seem men have preferred darkness to the light. But it doesn't have to be like that. Christ, the light, is still in the world, and his call to come back to me with all your heart never ceases. In season and out, the good news of God's mercy and forgiveness continues to be preached. Our Lord was not sent into the world to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. Were each generation to listen to the way that God wants us to do things and carry it out, the birthright of every human being to have food, shelter, good health, freedom and peace, all of which we regularly pray for, by the way, would become reality. In order for us to help it to become a reality for the whole world, we must of course start with ourselves by taking personal responsibility for our actions. St. Paul tells us today that we are God's work of art, created in Christ Jesus to live the good life as from the beginning he meant us to live it. That is high praise indeed, you know, being God's work of art. But surely God knows that many of us do not always live life as he meant us to. He might well think of us as his work of art, but lots of us may feel that because of our sins, we're more like a painting which over the years has become grimy, covered in a veneer of dust and dirt, and needing cleaning. Lent is the time par excellence for spiritual restoration through confession, but if that's not possible, we should all still try to be that person who, living by the truth, comes out into the light so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God.